This is another edition of Between the Covers on your community radio station, WCOM LP, Chapel Hill. Ann Carver, Tofu Dave here, and today I have one of the most interesting books of the year, Played, The Games of the 1936 Berlin Olympics by Glenn Allen and Richard Kaufman, and I believe I've got Richard on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
You know, your book is a fascinating book on an often overlooked, big, debatable time in the history of both sports and politics. I believe it was when Hitler was on the rise, the Olympics were scheduled to be played in Berlin in the year 1936, before the outbreak of World War II. And there was a great deal of debate as to whether the United States should participate. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So back then, after the Weimar Republic fell in Germany and the Nazis slowly started to take over, there was an American on the IOC. His name was Ernst Jahnke, and he was the IOC, the American IOC representative, and he thought that the new Nazi laws that they were passing was very different and, not consistent with the Olympic ideals. And so he fought very hard, and he got many big figures in sports at the time to back him and to follow him. And basically there was a vote with the Amateur Athletic Union, and they handled the athletes at the time. And there was a vote, and the members voted in favor of going, but it was very close, and we almost didn't go, and that's a major part of our story.
Now, I know looking back, always we have phrases like, you know, hindsight is 20/20, et cetera. How did they balance the morality of participating in a sporting event like that that sort of gave credence to a, or was held at least, in a regime that was increasingly very racist and anti-Semitic? How did they figure that was appropriate?
Well, and this is also a big part of our story. Our main character, his name is Avery Brundage, and he was the head of the American Olympic Committee. And he fought very hard for our team to go because many of his friends were German, they were Nazis, who were on the International Olympic Committee, and he wanted on the IOC. And as a matter of fact, he went on to become the president of the IOC for 25 years. But that was a big deal. Like, he cajoled a lot of votes in the AAU to vote in favor of going, and that's really what it came down to. Avery Brundage was an anti-Semitic. He didn't care one bit about the politics that was going on over there, and he wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. And at the time, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was not yet president of the United States.
Well, he was president when we went. Yeah, he was president in 32, but when Germany got the right to go, you know, to host the Olympics, the Weimar Republic was still in power, and Roosevelt was the governor of New York. And the American Olympics were held in 1932, the Winter Olympics in New York, in Lake Placid. And President Roosevelt, who was governor at the time, he is the one who gave the speech to introduce the crowds to the games. But when he became president, he felt the same way that historically American politics had always felt, and he didn't think that the president should get involved in such things as the Olympics and sports and world sports.
I see. And turning to sports, it was a very interesting Olympics, and somebody subsequently very, very famous and well-known unexpectedly won a gold medal and was a very prominent American athlete at the Olympics. You want to talk a little bit about that side of things.
Well, sure. I mean, everyone knows that Jesse Owens, you know, story about winning 4 gold medals and the first to ever win 4 gold medals in 1 Olympics. But we go into many of the athletes. Many of the athletes are characters. And, you know, we look at our book as like this sweeping epic soap opera with many characters that are weaving in and out, all with one thing in mind, and that's to get to Germany. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we talk about a lot of the athletes, and, you know, many of the stories that we tell are just some of the, you know, you just can't help but get swept up in the stories of some of these athletes, like, you know, Marjorie Gestring, who was a 13-year-old diver, who her own teammates didn't want her to be involved, and when they finally did, they ended up sweeping the diving categories. I mean, there was just, and she became the youngest athlete to ever win a gold. So there's many stories, you know, and some of them are heartbreaking. Some of these athletes didn't even get a chance to participate, both on the German and on the American side, because they were Jews. So there's heartbreak, but for the most part, when we get to the games towards the end of the book, it really becomes the story of the athletes and how they won over, you know, all these games that were being played prior. They really become the heroes.
Yeah, it's really, to me, an incredible story that you write, and it's mixed in with a lot of, if I could put it, naivete on the part of some athletes, but you're in this pre-war baking, political, almost dystopian turmoil where there are spies and military people and maneuvering amongst in private plus in public. It's really, you just called it a soap opera, and it's sort of a real-life soap opera.
Oh yeah, and that's what makes it so compelling. You know, one of the critics that wrote about the book, he really loved it because he felt like he truly was in 1930s Germany. Like, we really set a time and a place.
Yes.
And these characters that we talk about, both on the political and on the athletic side, you know, you're learning their everyday lives. So you are, as a reader, put in this time period, and you see the hysteria, and you put it absolutely right. You know, in Germany, there was almost this dystopian quality of that Hitler and the Nazis had spun. And it's horrifying. And, you know, we make these Nazi characters that we go into, these are real people. You know, some of them were forced to be Nazis. And some of them, like Hitler, who is a main character in our book, you know, this was a regular guy who got to be put in this situation that is almost unfathomable that someone of his character would be put in. And he slowly started to go crazy with power and drugs and, you know, but we show that decline in Germany. And it's really fascinating. That time period has not been talked enough about.
Yeah, I think you're right, of course. I know some of our local Chapel Hill listeners will be wanting me to ask about echoes of this in our life today, and I don't think it's really completely analogous, so maybe we won't go there. I know that. Part of what's in your book that's so interesting to me, and you just talked about some of it, is you see as some of the U.S. athletes are winning their races, and Hitler is there in the audience watching some of this, and you have him sort of turning to his, let's call it henchmen, and saying, well, can't you do something about this? These Americans winning? And, you know, basically they have to say to him, sorry, boss, we can't do anything. It's out of our control.
Oh, believe me, they tried, and, you know, he did get away with it one time. And it wasn't the Americans, but, you know, he was from Austria, and Austria was playing Peru in a match, and the Peruvians were better. And he did a very bad thing, and Peru won that game, and he basically told his people, this is going to change. And they changed the outcome of that game. And basically, Peru and half of South and Central America walked out of those games. And this is a story not many people know about. That soccer game was played, and Peru won like 5-2, but five goals were called back for random reasons. I mean, it was that's a big story in our book once we get to the games. You know, Hitler did try to change many things, but there were some things that, like you said, they just couldn't change, you know?
Yep. Well, again, the book is called Played by Glenn Allen and Richard Kaufman. Richard Kaufman on the line. Played, the games of the 1936 Berlin Olympics. Well, we're getting to the end of our little chat today, Richard, and I noticed that one of the phrases on the back cover of your book is that Hitler vowed that he was going to, quote, make Germany great again. And in some senses he did, but of course in the end, again with hindsight, we see that his dystopian dream didn't, thank goodness, come to complete fruition. How do you see it now, looking back, the role of sports and the Olympics in world politics? Would you say that they're separate, or can they do something to make the world a better place?
Well, I say I would love to think they're separate. And yes, I do believe clean sport can help the world. It can help individual people, and it can help them be a team player. It can help them with, like, focus. And there's so many good things about sport, and just the clean, you know, the whole thought process of it. But when it comes to global sports, then unfortunately, politics is undeniably going to get involved, and so is corruption. And, you know, when you have these organized sports globally, it just becomes a whole different game, and politics just seems to always get their dirty paws involved. And the Olympics, it's been that way forever. I mean, look what happened in Sochi. Look what happened in Beijing. I mean, obviously, look what happened in Munich. The list goes on and on. It's just going to happen, and it's a shame. But I do believe the purity of the Olympics. Wow, what an amazing thing. I mean, when I grew up watching the Olympics, I couldn't get enough. You know, I wanted to participate, you know, and so it's there, and every little kid should be inspired by these athletes. But unfortunately, when the countries and the politics get involved, it just, I hate to say it, but it does ruin it.
Well, deep thoughts, Richard. Again, the book Played by Glenn Allen and Richard Kaufman, the games of the 1936 Berlin Olympics, now available. And, you know, we didn't even get to talk about the role of money, and I don't think we have time. Any final thoughts you want to give our listeners?
Well, I really hope that they get to read this book. You know, I do believe at this time in our history, and with the Paris Olympics coming up, this book is very important. I think that, yes, we didn't touch upon it, but you will see the parallels to modern day. You just can't help it. So, you know, and it's not a history book. It's a novel, and it's fun, but it's also enlightening. So, you know, I think there's a lot of benefit to reading this book. And, you know, the summer is coming, and it's a great summer read. So,
you are right. Richard Kaufman, Glenn Allen, Played, the games of the 1936 Berlin Olympics, here on your community radio station, another edition of Between the Covers, a literature quickie with your host, Tofu Dave. Stay with us, and we'll be back again next week with another fine read here on Community Radio, WCRMLP, Chapel Hill and Carver.